Thanks for calling Aero.
Oh, hi, Christopher. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, good. So, again, back to what we were talking about. So what's the benefit of having you guys, of keeping you guys on?
So when people are searching for your services, they're finding you on the first page of the search results. So if this account ever were to cancel, it would dramatically affect your business because everything that we've done in getting you ranked on Google would deactivate, the website would come down, and all of the directories that you're on would unravel. So it would affect you.
What was the keyword that you were saying?
So let me look on your account and see what they have for you. So HVAC contractor is the main category, but the keywords are also HVAC services, HVAC repairs, central air conditioner installation, central air conditioner repair, air conditioning units installation, air conditioning units repair, AC installation, AC repair services, heat pump installation, heat systems installation. There's probably about 30 more keywords here. Do you want me to email you the list just so you could look at them?
No. No, that's fine.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, definitely it looks like, you know, you're getting some solid work out of this. I think maybe you're just not aware, so.
Okay, well, I'm on Google right now, and I'm going to look at that contractor.
I did the search here, and I found you in the fourth position on the first page, which is remarkable because you have to understand that your account went into suspension on October 27th. When an account goes suspension...
I understand what you're going to say right now because it went into suspension, but I'm a down 21 down right there, and I'm not even on the page. And you're going to say it's because the account suspension, right?
Exactly, because when an account's in suspension, Christopher, everything stays active, but there isn't any active programming being done, right? So from October 27th until now, which is November 5th, that's what, like a week and a half worth of algorithm updates, and those algorithm updates happen 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So the nice thing is that when you do get the payment up to speed, the technicians go in and they catch you up on all the updates that were missed while the account was in suspension.
So how did I come up on number 4? Where are you located?
I'm in Southern California, so I had to do an explicit search. If I put HVAC contractor, it's going to pull up people near me. So I put HVAC contractor, Kingsburg, California. And then you came up in the fourth position.
Hold on. Right. Of course I did. There's only a couple companies down there, so you specified it.
So
if people don't put Kingsburg, California, it's going to bring up, again, I don't think I'll be on the page. That's why I'm curious.
Well, if they're near you, they will. If they're near you, they will. They won't if they're, you know, across the state or something like I am. That's why I had to do an explicit search. You see what I mean? So, but
no,
if they're near you, that's what this benefits.
But do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
So, for instance, like Fresno,
I do a lot
of business in Fresno, but I'm not from, my business is located in Kingsburg. So people in Fresno put HVAC contractor, HVAC heater service, you know, the Google bases that off of their location, right?
Right, but you're also doing Google Ads, and with the Google Ads, you can run those wherever you like without having an address. So in the time that you've been with us, and every month when you pay us $249, $100 goes directly to the Google Ads, and in the Google Ads, you were found 10,969 times on the first page, 4,641 came from Fresno, 1,425 Visalia, 1,056 Clovis, 627 Porterville. There's actually 46 different areas that you're coming up from in the ads. So right now your package contains the best of both worlds. You know, you have the most dominant internet presence locally in the maps. And so every time you're found locally, it's unlimited. And then you also have the Google ads running, which are, you know, targeting specific areas around you. And the majority of that target is towards Fresno, 4,641 times.
And how do I look at these numbers?
On the dashboard. I'll send you another email to the dashboard, Christopher, so that you can see it. It'll say login credentials to your advanced reporting. It won't let you in while the account's past due, but once the payment's up to speed, you can go in and you can look at everything in real time. So, question. The password on here is blank, which means at some point you went in and you changed it to something that you preferred. I'll just reset it to a temporary password then that will allow you in. And then that way, once you get in, you could always change the password again if you wanted to. But I'll put a temporary password on here just so that you can get in, because if not, you won't be able to. So here, login credentials to your advanced reporting. I'll send that to you now. Yep. Yeah, and let's see here. One thing I can do to help you out on the back end is we have to collect the October 27th payment no matter what, because that's past due. But I could push the next billing out 30 days from today, which means you would be paid in full all the way until December 5th. And that gives you plenty of time.
Excuse me, I'm
sorry.
What was
that?
I'm thinking to myself. What I could do is, I'm curious. You know, I want to see this for myself. I want to get it up to date, but then I want to go do these searches and see, you know, everything you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of where I'm sitting right now, because again,
$200 a month adds up.
Yeah, but it's all relative to the return too, and that's why I want you to go on your dashboard and look at this, because you're going to see some pretty impressive results. You know, in addition to that, there's 25 leads on the dashboard that came in through your website. Now, those leads, those are far and few between, because most people, when they see you on the first page, they're going to click to call you right away, right? Or they'll go to your website for immediate contact. But there are some rare occurrences where the client finds you, they can't call you right away because perhaps they're at work or they're with family, and then they plug their information into the form, the contact form, and you get notified that there's a lead coming through your site. So the most recent one was Lewis, 28628 Reservation Road in Porterville.
Those are waste of time, so I don't go that way.
Okay. Well, then what you should do is modify those ads not to run in Porterville anymore. What I always tell people, let me explain something to you about that $100 that goes towards the Google ads. We set a daily cap on them at about $3 a day. And the intention there is so that $100 will stretch throughout the whole month, and you'll never get an unexpected $1,000 bill at the end of the month because we put a cap on it, right? So each morning, your ads go up in all the designated areas. That's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on it, the money is taken out of the budget. So let's say, for example, your pay-per-click rate is $1 per click, and you have a $3 a day budget. After three people click on you, you rotate off and somebody else rotates on. And that's how those ads work. And again, that's a good thing. But what I always tell people, and I tell you this out of respect, because you're being found in 46 different areas, and a lot of your impressions are coming from Visalia, Porterville. Maybe there's areas in here that you don't service, right? So I think that when you set this up, you probably just set it at a radius. You probably said, oh, I want Fresno and X amount of mile radius around there, which is why you're showing in 46 areas when those ads are running. So I always tell people that budget is going to stretch a lot further for you if you pick maybe 3 to 5 targeted areas and just run the ads specifically in those areas. Because let's say that your ads go up at 6 in the morning and they're showing in 46 different areas, maybe by 6:30 that $3 budget's already been spent, and then you rotate off and someone else rotates on, right? But if you hone it down and pick maybe 3 to 5 solid areas, let's say in addition to Fresno, that there is a Beverly Hills type area that's 20 minutes away, but it's high end and you like taking on jobs there, definitely think about that, you know, which specific areas you'd like to target. And then we can modify those ads for you at any time. Because I can guarantee if you set it at a radius, you're probably getting impressions from places that you probably don't even want to service. You know what I mean?
So I'm telling you right now, the times that I called those numbers when it came from Google or whatever, they were nothing. They were nothing every time. So I do recall that. But like I said, I'm just curious about this.
A lot of times when a lead comes through the dashboard, if it is kind of like a bogus lead or something that isn't going to pan out, I'll usually be able to recognize it like a sore thumb, because those are the ones that will just put in like a name and a phone number and say, hey, do you do air conditioning service and do you accept checks for your service or something? And then they don't put in an email address or an address or anything like that. So these ones that I see on your dashboard, they put in their name, their phone number, their email, their address, what it is they wanted, you know, because the one before that was Natalie Bauman, 2204 North Sunny Lane. Before that, it was Cameron Cock, 3030 Bonadier Avenue. There was Deborah Link, 27. He didn't put where he was, but he put, hi there, looking for a pre-summer preventative maintenance quote on our 2 AC units. And that one was sent back in May. Then there was Deborah Link, 2765 West Celeste Avenue. She's in Fresno. Need a quote for a new AC unit. And then there's 1000 Darden Center, Joshua Oberschmidt, it looks like. We're looking to see if you can send a quote for immediate procurement, mini split air conditioner, 300 to 400 units. I don't know. He might be kind of like an industrial.
That's a joke. Those things right there, those are scams.
That one's a scam. Okay. So, I wonder what 1000 Darden Center Drive is though. Do you think it's a complex or something? Or let me see what that is.
So I'm not going to quote. See, these are people that are just fishing.
Yeah. So, you know, the nice thing about the leads on the dashboard is if you do get a bogus lead here or there, you're not charged extra for them. You know, those are all inclusive with the program, right? And the nice thing is out of the 10,969 times you were found on the first page in the Google Ads, you had 390 clicks to your site. And that's just for that ads, which is the extra $100. And then in the local map section of Google, you actually had 751 Google impressions, including clicks to the site and clicks to call you from the first page.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have an option, which I wouldn't recommend, because you want to do business in Fresno and there are some areas that might be outside of the reach that you wouldn't touch with just the local SEO. But what you could do is if you ever wanted to and if things ever got tight, you could take the Google Ads off and that would lower the subscription to $149 monthly. So I don't think it's the best option in your scenario, but if you wanted to do it, you definitely could. At least it makes it a little bit more affordable in the interim. And then, you know, you can have time to go on the dashboard. It'll get that orange banner off your site, because right now there's a little orange banner at the top of your website that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just meant to be a friendly reminder that your payment's not going through. But, you know, some people don't like that on their site because, you know, they feel like a potential client might think they're not in business or something, you know?
I got you. I hear you. What I'd like to do is just pay for the 1 month. Pay for the
okay.
1 month and then see how it goes from there. I don't want it automatically taken out for the following.
So all of our subscriptions are on an automatic renewal, but what we could do, Christopher, is I can take the past due amount, push the next billing out to December 5th, and then I could send you an email reminder maybe like a week ahead of time saying, hey, Christopher, local splash will bill on the 5th. That way, if you decide not to continue, you can call up and cancel and you wouldn't have any further charges. But I'm pretty confident that once you get on there and you see the results that you're getting, you're probably going to want to keep it anyway.
Yeah. Well, again, dashboard, I've never been on the dashboard once. So that's concerning to me too. You know, I don't recall that being, and again, maybe.
hchris505@gmail.com.
Yeah. Is that the last time we spoke?
No, I sent it to you a fresh, dashboard link right now so you could get on. Remember, I reset the password, but
I'm not on that right now.
On your end. No, yeah, I don't expect you to drop everything and be on it now, but I do, you know, think that when you do have time and you go on there and you see what you're getting from it, you're probably going to want to keep it. I know you will.
All right. Well, again, I just want the 1 month and I want an email reminder. Well, actually,
okay.
I don't want an email reminder. I want a phone call and to ask about that because my email is, it's a crap show right now when it comes to emails because I get so many of them.
Okay. I'll send you a reminder. I can make it happen, but I don't want you to rely on a phone call because life happens. What if I got sick and I was in the hospital and then I have
that.
A reminder coming up in my work email to call you and then I'm not here that day, you know? So I'll set myself a reminder to call you a week ahead of time, but in the event that you don't get the call, try to at least set yourself a reminder too. So let's see, a week
I'm going to set it up for myself, so.
Yeah, please, because a week before would be November 28th. So I'll actually, I don't want to bother you even with an email on Thanksgiving week. So I'll just send you an email on Monday, which is the 2nd of December, reminding you of your payment coming up on the 5th. And then if I'm here that day, I'll follow up with a phone call. But again, if not, send yourself a reminder on the 2nd also, okay?
Yeah, so you just need the expiration date on the card, right?
I think so. If it still ends in 4897, we have that. So what's the new expiration?
1127.
Okay. And then the code?
What code?
The CVV on the back.
It's 407.
107?
407.
Oh, 407. Okay. Is it still the South Bethel Avenue for the billing address?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so I'll get your authorization, and then you're all good to go for now. And then another thing I want you to do, Chris, is work on getting some more five-star ratings on the Google listing here and there, and I'll send you an email.
Oh, I have his five-star ratings.
Oh, you're doing excellent. You have 67 reviews up there and overall a 4.9, so 9.3 star rating. So you're doing excellent there. But I always tell people if you can get another one here and there, which you have no problem getting reviews, I can see that, it always will help you get better placement and also a stronger conversion. So I'll send you a little review generated email. You know, you might not even have to use it because everything that you're doing as far as reviews is going well. But if you wanted to have another tool to kind of help you in that department, you'll have it. Okay.
Okay. All right. But I got to get going. So.
Okay. You got it. All right. So, yeah, I'll reach out to you on December 2nd, you know, give or take. And if not, you can always call me as well. And in the meantime, have a great rest of your week. Okay.
All right. Is this your direct line?
Yes, you can call in and ask for Tina, or you can call the extension 777 that came to you on those previous notifications. Do you want me to text it to you again just so you have it?
That's fine.
Okay, you got it. I'll text it to you. All right. All right, have a great day.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.